In a home video, Oakley Carlson sits in a high chair with a bib on. The remnants of her mashed potatoes coat her tiny cheeks and nose.
Did you devour the mashed potatoes?
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
The voice you hear is Oakley's foster mom, Jamie Jo Hiles. This video was taken in 2018, about a year after Oakley had been removed from her biological parents and sent to live with Jamie Jo and her husband. She describes Oakley as a dream baby.
Because she slept almost all night. She would try any foods, and she just was pleasant. Like, there wasn't a lot of times that she was upset.
For the Hiles, Oakley's arrival in their lives was a dream come true. The couple had been trying unsuccessfully to get pregnant, and then one day, Jamie Jo, who teaches in the local schools, got a text from a former student asking if she'd be willing to foster Oakley. The couple didn't hesitate, especially because they were under the impression they might ultimately be able to adopt her.
It wasn't something we sought out, but it worked out.
Washington's Department of Children, Youth, and Families has a goal of limiting the time a child is in foster care. But in Oakley's case, months turned into a year, turned into 2 years. In the care of the Hiles, Oakley grew from an easygoing infant into a talkative toddler.
Tell me to go off.
Take what off?
Let's ask it off.
Why?
But then, in October 2019, 2 years and 2 months after Oakley had come to live with them, the Hiles were notified that she was being reunited with her parents. The Hiles were devastated.
We cried, and then we went upstairs and we shut the door to her bedroom for months, probably 6 months. So it was literally like a death.
It's not clear exactly what happened next. The Department of Children, Youth, and Families won't comment on Oakley's case, citing privacy, and denied a public records request for information. But typically, a child welfare case is closed within 6 months of a child being returned to their biological parents, presuming the parents comply with the conditions set by the courts. That six-month mark would have been reached in May 2020. The last confirmed sighting of Oakley was 9 months later, in February 2021. But Oakley wasn't reported missing until months after that, in December 2021. That's when a local school principal became concerned after talking with one of Oakley's siblings. Detective Sergeant Paul Logan of the Grays Harbor County Sheriff's Office says Oakley's parents were not helpful.
The responses to the fairly simple questions that were asked were met with hostility and answers that didn't make any sense.
Oakley was declared missing, and the sheriff's office sought a search warrant for the family's sprawling rural property near Oakville, Washington.
Around seven different agencies are desperately searching for five-year-old Oakley Carlson.
That search in the rains last December drew TV news cameras and lasted several days, but did not turn up Oakley or her body. Later, though, her parents, Andrew Carlson, a former Aberdeen police officer, and Jordan Bowers, faced charges related to their other children. Both recently were sentenced on charges of child endangerment for exposing their kids to methamphetamine. But they haven't been charged in connection with Oakley's disappearance. Again, Detective Sergeant Logan.
In this case, everyone's concerned and everyone is looking at this situation like this is wrong. But at the same time, there's no law in the books for something just being wrong.
Logan says the investigation continues with the help of the FBI. In the meantime, he acknowledges there's little hope of finding Oakley alive.
At this point, the presumption is that she's deceased.
Logan says he has no information on how the Department of Children, Youth, and Families handled Oakley's case, but her former foster mom, Jamie Jo Hiles, is convinced the agency mishandled things. She says the reunification in late 2019 felt rushed. She also questions whether DCYF, in the midst of the COVID pandemic, adequately monitored the family after reunification, and whether the agency followed up when she reported additional concerns about Oakley.
DCYF and the state of Washington, like, they should be sweating bullets, because I know that once that information is public, I know that people are going to find out that they have completely dropped the ball.
While DCYF won't comment on the case, the agency's goal, whenever safely possible, is to reunite children with their biological parents. In an interview on TVW's Inside Olympia program last June, DCYF's director, Ross Hunter, told me that his agency had successfully reduced the number of youth in out-of-home placements.
Big win. Even during this pandemic, we've been able to continue driving down the number of kids in care and doing it safely. I'm excited about that.
The Oakley Carlson case has led to community calls and even a petition for more oversight of families after reunification. Democratic State Representative Tana Sen chairs the Children, Youth, and Families Committee in the Washington State House. She also sits on a DCYF oversight board. Sen says she's followed the case closely, but isn't convinced state law needs to be changed in response to what happened to Oakley. Instead, she expects if and when Oakley is formally declared dead, there will be a state-mandated fatality review.
I have no doubt that there will be an investigation to look at the case and see where, if mistakes were made, if processes need to change, if this was just a really unfortunate situation.
Sen says it's her understanding Oakley was reunited with her parents after they successfully completed a drug treatment program, although the Northwest News Network couldn't independently verify that. Sen notes the state budget this year funded additional resources for Grays Harbor County to help families with young children, especially those dealing with substance use disorders. As for Jamie Jo Hiles, she's written to Governor Jay Inslee asking him to order a review into the state's handling of Oakley's case. Inslee's office said it had no comment, citing the ongoing police investigation and privacy laws. Hiles says she's concerned DCYF has become so focused on reunification that the agency has lost sight of its core mission. She says she hopes that something good can come out of Oakley's case.
I think that she can really save some kids' lives. Hopefully, DCYF can reform and really focus on what they are meant to do, and that's, you know, protecting children.
Hiles also wants justice for Oakley, for whoever's responsible for her disappearance, to be held accountable. In the meantime, what she's left with are memories of Oakley, like this video of them pretending to be serious for the camera.
Don't smile.
And photographs of the dark-haired, brown-eyed girl that remind her of two happy years when she and her husband were parents to a girl they grew to love and consider their own. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.